So I'm a health meet suitable, and I'm drinking sparkling apple elderberry. So I'm sipping sparkling juice. You got to get your sparkling juice. Sit down with me and let's get a tip together. Let's get our tip. But I was able to hear what God wanted us to look at today. My goodness, this is good. Oh, I'm supposed to give you a tip before I sip, huh? Y'all better hurry up and jump on before I run out of sparkling juice. Okay. Ooh, when it's good, it's good. It just is what it is. So thanks for being with me. I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, GeraldandYvette.com, and I'm a helpmeet that is suitable. Helpmeet's more than a wife. Don't even have time to try to tell you that. Look on my page if you don't understand, but yeah. Whew. God told me once, you're a good wife, but you're not a helpmeet. A helpmeet understands how to be suitable for her king. My goodness, and I'm still, to this day, working on being suitable and staying suitable. So let's look at the Help of the Help Me book. If you don't have your copy, go to our website, GeraldandYvette.com. We've got books, we've got workbooks, we've got all kinds of resources. You might need your Sips and Tips journal to keep up. Has anyone done their homework? Because I asked y'all to look back on some of your tips and give yourself some accountability. Who's done their homework? I'll wait. Did you do your homework? Because in order to stay suitable, you got to stay on game. Got to stay on your game. You got to look back at the tips. Can't get comfortable. You can't get comfortable. This just not the way it's going to be. I'm still trying to find somebody who stays suitable and doesn't stay on top of their game. I'm still looking. All right, I know where we are today. Woo! Your prayers are like an arrow, and that's good news. But you got to make sure, you know, arrows can be very, very powerful, but you have to know what to do with the bow. That's not even in the book. You need to take a sip on that. Wow. You could have an arrow, don't know what to do with your bow, and you just have an arrow. So some of you have the ability to have your prayers like weapons, but you're not keeping up with how to use it. You're not training. Whew. And that won't work out. All right. That was a side note. Take a sip, because that was a hard one. Don't be the person with the arrow and no bow. Or don't be the person with the arrow, have a bow, and don't even know how to use it. That would be bad. Okay, on page 85 in your book, do you have your book? Get your book out. This is time. Now, we enjoy ourselves with our sparkling juice, but this is still time to get together. It's time to work. Phew. All right, page 85. Wow. Page 85, this was part of my testimony. I wrote, I must admit, when my husband began living for the Lord, I slacked off in fervency. Tip number one, no slacking. No slacking. When we pray on Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, when we're praying for our kings, I let people know, sometimes you're praying because you know there's something that that your husband is in need of. Sometimes you're praying because you don't even know your spouse and you want to make sure that he's being covered in prayer. And sometimes you're praying because you see it and you need to make sure it continues. So I'm always saying, pray it. until you see it. And when you see it, you got to protect it. That's when you know your prayers are like arrows. You don't just need to hit the bullseye and then act like it's no big deal. No, you got to keep hitting that bullseye. So I'm transparent in the book on page 85. Join me. It says, I must admit, when my husband began living for the Lord, so we were separated. Some things were happening. He was needing prayer. He was needing deliverance. I started seeing, he rededicated his life. I started seeing some improvement, and I got a little slack. I'm like, oh, this is nice. This is great. The book says, I slacked off on the fervency of my prayers, because you know what? The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous. Fervency. That means you don't slack up. That's not fervent. Somebody should have sipped at that point. Some of you are praying, but you're not fervent. And then you're wondering why you're not availing much. Okay? It says, I started slacking off on the fervency of my prayers and the fervency of my declarations. Before I got too comfortable, a prophet spoke to me, and he reminded me that I could not stop doing the special assignment God had given me. See, when God gives us a special assignment, he doesn't say, oh, you got a special assignment, and then you're done. No. I'm on special assignment because I got a very special king. My priest, prophet, and king is mighty in the spirit. So God knew he had to train me, but in my training, I had to realize this was a lifestyle. Take a sip. This is a lifestyle. So some of you have seen some improvement. Some of you have felt kind of good, but you got slack. And slacking just won't do. Sometimes people get slack because they don't see something. Well, what's the point? I don't see any improvement. Did God tell you to pray and then stop? Or did he tell you to pray? Did God say the effectual fervent prayer? It's not just a lifestyle to pray. It's a lifestyle to pray fervently. Oh, take a sip on that. I might have to pour some more. Because it's going to be one of those where we get through the whole sparkling juice. Good thing it's juice. Thank you. No days off. No days off. All right. That's this. Get to 85. It says, he reminded me I could not stop doing the special assignment that God had given me. I'm sorry. She said to me, if it worked, keep going. I'm saying to you, even if you haven't seen it work yet, keep going. That's how we stay fervent. She said, those prayers are like an arrow penetrating the atmosphere. Ooh. Think about that. Your prayers are an arrow penetrating the atmosphere. She was giving me a visual. She said, I see this bow and arrow, and it's like you are shooting things in the spirit. Don't stop. So I'm going to encourage you. That was on page 85 of the book, Help for the Help Me. I'm going to encourage you. Yeah, don't stop. You got to penetrate the atmosphere. You got to do what God tells you to do. You got to stay fervent. You got to stay fervent. And for me, that was so key because that prophet didn't know my name, Yvette, means archer. So I was on special assignment. And my name means archer, one who shoots bows and arrows. So she was tapping in like, oh, I see you in the spirit. Shooting arrows. You got to stay fervent. You got to continue. You can't stop. I know that seems overwhelming, but once you make it a lifestyle, it just is what it is. Will you stop brushing your teeth? Because you brushed them yesterday? I pray not. You just get used to brushing them every day. You just make it a part of your day. You don't just, you make it a part of your night. You don't just stop doing it because you did it yesterday. Oh, my goodness, I got to do it again. No, you just do it. When you made that a part of your life, you don't even think about it. Our prayers, fervent prayers, should hit like that. It should hit like, I do it because I do it, and I'm not going to stop doing it. It's who I am. It's what I do. When you get up and take a shower every day, you do it because that's what you do. And everybody will know if you don't. Take a sip on that. When something becomes a lifestyle, you don't even notice. You just get up. It's an automatic thing. We need to make sure fervent prayers are as automatic as showering and brushing our teeth. It's a lifestyle. It's what we do. It's a lifestyle. It's what we do. If it's something that's a lifestyle, you're not even thinking about it. We got to get there. Our helpmeet role. We got to get there, ladies. Where it's just a lifestyle. It's what we do. It's how we do things. Just like taking a shower and brushing your teeth. You don't go, well, maybe today. I'm a little frustrated. I didn't notice whether or not brushing my teeth was worth it. So maybe I won't do it. Excuse me. Folks are going to figure that out fast. Yeah, your king will figure it out, and God will figure it out pretty fast too if you stop doing what you're supposed to do. So let's get it together. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep pressing. Your prayers are like arrows penetrating, boom, 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 penetrating the atmosphere. Let's keep it up. Let's keep going. Let's make sure we get it together. Make sure we make this a lifestyle. It's what we do. It's who we are. It's who we are. Help me is who we are. It's a lifestyle. So no matter what we see, we handle our business. All right. Get it in your journal. Write it down. This is a lifestyle. My prayers are penetrating the atmosphere. Put the date. Keep yourself accountable. Put your tip down. And then reflect. What's God saying to you? Is he saying you're slacking? Is he saying you're doing good? Keep it up. Is he saying you're doing all right and you just need to, you know, step it up a little bit? Reflect. And then keep yourself accountable. No days off when it's a lifestyle. And the next time you take the day off, I'm going to give you a charge. You take the day off fervently praying. Take the day off brushing your teeth. See how effective that is. Woo! My Lord, that's deep. You don't pray fervently, you won't take the day off. Brush your teeth that day either. I bet you'll get back on prayer. Well, that might work. Gonna be some priests, prophets, and kings that might reach out and call me. Like, I don't know what you did, but something is happening. Something is happening. Yeah, because she wanted to brush her teeth. All right, I'm laughing, but I'm actually very serious. Whatever you got to do to be a helpmeet that's suitable, it's just that important. We put more importance on keeping our teeth clean than operating in our biblical role. Oh, wow. Interesting, isn't it? My goodness. Let's get it together. Let's get it together. All right, so get your book out. Get your journal. Make sure you're checking on your other tips. I had sparkling juice, apple elderberry today, and obviously it was very good because I was sipping away, refilling my glass, and I'm going to sip some more when y'all are gone. I need y'all to process. I need you to think this through. Okay? Well, it was good having you all on Sips and Tips today.